a long time ago, talking with my two good buddies up there in the front row, I said that I am a speaker of doom and gloom. I like to teach the things in the Bible which shows that God just does not play. And I do that for a reason, because I want the people that hear me or the people that I am trying to show what is in the Bible, I want them to realize that God does not play. God says what he means. And so I choose those passages in the Bible which convey that message to the hearer. That includes myself. And I find it easy, because everybody in the denominational world wants to preach God is love. Now think about this. No, don't think about that. We get into it later. Anyway, the songs that we sang, especially the last one, Trust and Obey. And I was looking at the last few words in each stanza. And in the first one it says, all who will trust and obey. Blessed if we trust and obey. Those who will trust and obey. Only trust and obey. So I think you can get the drift of what I'm going to talk to you about this morning. The Bible, it's a wonderful book. In that book are the words of God. But it's only the words of God if you believe it. People believe in God, but yet they do not believe everything in the Bible. They believe some of this, some of that. But if you don't believe all the Bible, you're just wasting your time. In the Bible, we will find words of life. Now, if God was like us, and he created us, he would tell you, go ahead and do whatever you want. When you die, then I will evaluate on where you're going to spend eternity. Now, is that a loving God? I don't think so. But God has given us everything we need for life. And so in the Bible, we see the mind of God. We see how God thinks, what he wants us to do. So, today I want to share with you some of the words in the Bible which God wants us to understand. And I find that if you pick words out and you look throughout the Bible, all of these words, and understand what he's saying about these words, then you should get an understanding of what the words mean. And I like to know what words mean. And Trevor himself has said from time to time, he likes to know the meaning of words, what they mean. And so here are the words that I want you to listen to for the next 3 hours. Now, I want you to also think about people who you know that do these words and people you know who don't do these words. And then we're going to look at what God is saying about both sides. The word that I want you to pay attention to today is obey. Then there is obeyed. Then there is obeying. Then we have disobeyed. Obedience. Obedient. Disobedience. And disobedient. Now, these words don't mean a whole lot to a lot of people. They go through life and they just space them out. But you know, these words have consequences. For example, I'm going to ask the question, and by the shake of your head, I want to see if you honestly do this. Who out there among you that truly love to obey the speed limit? And every time you crank up your car, boom, you pull out and you just slowly inch your way down the road, or you got lead footitis. The speed limit is posted 2 miles an hour and you're going 100 miles over. When you get caught by the policeman, what are you going to say? But I was obeying the speed limit. Whose speed limit? Yours. But there's the consequences of not obeying the speed limit. So now, all of these words, they have meaning. And as I was looking through the concordance about the meanings, and the majority of the words have, especially in the Old Testament, have the same meaning. And then there's others that have different meaning, but basically the gist of it is you can understand. Now, I'm going to put some of y'all to sleep because I want to give you some of these meanings. And there was a bunch of them. I physically, you know, my eyes are bad. And when you get a concordance that the reading is about that big, you got a string. And I counted how many of this word and that word. I'm not going to give you that answer. Look for yourself. I started to, but then we'd be here a lot longer. So, as I'm giving you the meaning of some of these words, you can doze off and all of that, but I will wake you up when we get into the good stuff. Now, there is the Greek and there is the Hebrew words. Now, one of the meanings of these words, obey, disobey, obedience, it says intention. That is, by implication, disobey, disobedience. That's how one of them says. The other one says disbelief, disobedient, and rebellious. Disobedient, unbelief. Now, before we had computers, we all had strong concordance with numbers, and when we did lessons, we'd look them up and see what the words meant, and for the most part, we can't pronounce none of the words that starts off. And some of the meaning just doesn't seem to make any sense. But for the most part, you can understand the gist of what that word is trying to say. As a negative particle, an unpursuitable, that is contemptuous, disobedient, attentive, hearkening, that is by implication, compliant or submission. Obedience, make obedient, obey or obeying. To subordinate, reflexively, to obey. Be under obedience, obedient, put under, subdue unto, be made, subject to, unto, be put in subjection, to under submit self unto. Now, if you want to find out where those meanings are, go to your concordance. Everybody's got a computer. And all computers got the King James Version with strong numbers, and you will be surprised. But I'm sure you've heard this statement. Let the Bible prove itself. And whenever you want to know something about what does the Bible say, go to the Bible. You could ask people that you trust, well, what does the Bible say? What they should say, go to the Bible and find out for yourself. Then you won't forget what the Bible said about that subject. But you could take their word for it. But now, by taking their word for it, if they're wrong, you could be wrong. And so we need to know what everything is all about. So in this lesson, we're going to look at just what does the Bible say about these words. Remember these words, obey, obeyed, obeying, disobey, obedient, obedient, disobedient, and disobedient. I want you to remember this. Please, always remember this. That those words, they will determine where you will spend eternity. Because when those words come up and they tell you to do something and you don't do it, it will determine where you will spend eternity. And so, let us not make that mistake. And here's something that I found as I was coming up with this idea. In the Bible, God does not always say, obey, disobey. But in the sentence that he gives us, we can come to the conclusion that there is an obey, there is a disobey, there is a consequence. And we have to understand when we look at it. For example, in Genesis 2, there's a lot of scriptures that I will be given, and you won't have time to get to them. I would suggest you write them down so you can go look at them yourself. But in Genesis 2, starting with verse 16 and 17, it says, and Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat, freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now we see God gave Adam a commandment. Because every time God speaks, it's a commandment. Did you see anything about obeying there, that word obey in there? No, the word wasn't there. But the meaning was, he said, eat everything. But this one tree, don't eat. If you eat, you die. You have to obey. In Genesis 3:1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Jehovah God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of any tree of the garden? She should have said, yeah. The serpent is asking the woman, basically, did God tell you to obey his words and don't do such certain things? Now, the woman said in Genesis 3:2, and the woman said unto the serpent, of the fruit of the tree of the garden we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. So she gave the right answer, and she should have left. She said, yes, God did give a commandment. He did say, obey me. Now, serpent tells her a lot of things. In verse 6 of Genesis 3, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And she gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. The question, did the woman and man obey God's word? They knew. He told them. But they let other things interfere with God's word, and they did what they wanted to. Down to 23. Therefore, Jehovah God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man and placed at the east end of the Garden of Eden a cherubim and the flame of a sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So what was the consequence? They were kicked out of the garden, and sin entered into the world. All because they didn't obey what God said. And so, the same thing is going to happen to us and everybody else that don't obey God's word. Now, the rest of the lesson is scriptures. And I want you to see those words, obey, and what the consequences of if you don't do it. The first one that I want to start with is Exodus 5 and 2. And this one says, and Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. We know the rest of the story. He should have obeyed it. Because look at what happened. He should have obeyed, and none of that would have happened. Deuteronomy 11:27. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command you today. So now if they would listen, it will be a blessing. But what comes after they don't, it ain't going to be a blessing. They're not going to like what happens. For example, we got a lot of young parents here that have two kids. And by the time you get one up manageable, there's another one that's coming up that you got to go through that same thing again. But you try to instill in them to obey what you say. And children will learn if the parents discipline them the way they should, that if mom or dad say thus and thus and thus, everything will be happy. But if they don't, a consequence. And you look at the learning curve of children. CC has finally learned, but it's still a problem up here. He would do wrong. And then when they say, do you want me to get the spoon? Or they pick him up, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. He knows. but he didn't do what happened. I'm sorry. And when they go taking care of business, one of the things you don't do, hopefully you learned that as a kid, when you get a whipping, don't put your hands in the way of the blows. It's going to hurt. And so he puts his hand back there. Oh! He got a message. Sooner or later, it will sink in. When you're told to do something, do it, and you won't get hurt. Hopefully, when we teach people this, we can show them this, and it will save them trouble. Deuteronomy 11:28. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. But turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after those gods which ye have not known. In other words, if you are going to go after idol gods, which you already know God says they're nothing, and you pursue that, you will be in trouble. But a lot of people do things for convenience sake. For example, you learn the gospel, you attend services, and you move out of the neighborhood, you go somewhere else, and the nearest Lord's body is 50 miles away. But right down the street, there's all kinds of places. What are you going to do? Do you know a lot of people that say they are members of the Lord's body, they go next door? They go down the block? But you know, I am proud to know people that come to this congregation, and when you ask where do you come from, and they said the moon, but I got to worship, and I found a place to worship, and that's why I'm here. I'm proud of those folks. Because it could have been so easy to not do anything or go to the nearest or go out in the wilderness, if you've heard people, and worship God. But God gives a commandment to his people on what to do on the Lord's day. 1 Samuel 12:15. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandments of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. Like we had in our Bible class, God told folks what was going to happen, and his plan went through. So, if you want to be disobedient, you don't want to obey God's word, your end is not going to be good. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. God is going to take care of his people. And sometimes it's not going to be easy. But by obeying him, you know your future is going to be great. For example, Lazarus and the rich man. Who in here would want to be in Lazarus' position in life? I don't think any of us says, I want to be him while he was living. But we say, I want to be him while he's up there in Abraham's bosom. The rich man had it all. But did he obey the commandments of God? No. Being faithful until the end will grant us heaven. But we have to be willing to do all that God says. Jeremiah 12:17. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says the Lord. in Matthew 8:27, "But the men marvel, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" And I've said this from time to time, and you're free to use it. When God created the world, it said he spoke it into existence. He said, "Let there be light." Then the light says, "No, I want to be darkness." The darkness says, "I want to be the ocean." No, everything happened according to where God said it. But yet, when he created the ultimate beings, man, did they obey? Are they obeying today? No. Some of us are. But the majority of the world, they are not obeying God's commandment. But nature obeys God. Now, there's something else that obey God that you would think shouldn't. But we realize the power of God in Mark 1:27. "And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." Everything obeys God except his people that he made to serve him. And he gives warning upon warning upon warning. Romans 6, and verse 16. "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servant to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." That is what God is telling anyone who's willing to listen. To the children that can hear and understand, and to the ones that think that they are adults. I don't know when you officially become an adult, but you know, as you're growing up, you never think that mom and dad is pretty smart. But Ephesians 6:1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Now, we can see the other things if you don't. You know, when your parents tell you to do something, you should do it, and you shouldn't question them. You shouldn't ask how come. Well, Johnny, Joe, and Billie Jean, their parents allow that. And I guarantee all of you young folks, if you have not done it yet, when your children challenge you, and if you don't knock them out, you're going to say, "Because I told you." That's the reason you're going to be it. You try to give the other reason, but they keep it up, and then you say, "Because I told you." And that's it. Parents is trying to protect their children, but children does not see that at times. Colossians says it this way. Colossians 3:20, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." In 2 Thessalonians 1:8, it says this, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." Can you imagine if you saw this scene coming? And you're one of those individuals that the vengeance is now on. And I believe you will understand why it's happening to you. Because you did not listen to God. You did not listen to people that was trying to teach you about God. You were listening to all of these things. And when you grew up as a child in the wrong place, and they did all of these wrong things, you said, I will never go to church. If God is this, why is he doing that? That has nothing to do with it. Do what he tells you, if you believe. I like this one. All of us should be scared of this. In 1 Peter 4:17, for the time is coming that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? The Lord's body is all over. He's saying it's going to begin with us. So that means we need to look at ourselves to make sure we are doing what he says, so we won't be one of those that spent 20, 30, 40 years in the Lord's church and be lost. But he is telling you what is going to happen to everybody else out there that does not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you know, we have to have the backbone to tell people this. We have to have the backbone to tell people, here's what God says. Are you doing it? Well, no. Okay, here's what he says is going to happen if you don't do it. We got to let them know. We don't say, well, yes, you go to church, you're faithful in this, you're faithful in that. No, we got to let people know that God has special people, the one that do what he says. Romans 5:19, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Remember Adam? So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Jesus Christ, he died on the cross. His father said, this is the way we're going to redeem man. You have to die. And he was obedient all the way to death for us. Romans 6:16 again. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Here's what Hebrews 5:8 says. Though he were a son, yet he learned, I guess that should have been, his obedience by the things which he suffered. Christ went through much for us. He did it because he loved us. But most of all, he did it because he wanted to be obedient to his Father. Ephesians 2:2, where in times past ye walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Remember, when you are sinning, you are disobedient to God. You are of your father, the devil. Ephesians 5:6, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You know, we should try to stress to people, family, everybody, if you are worshiping over here, where can we find it in the Bible to show that you're doing what God said? And if they can't, show them this scripture. The wrath of God is coming on anybody that's disobedient to the word of God. I didn't say it. God said it. Colossians 3:6, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Now, I consider everyone in here as a friend. We're all trying to go to heaven. But you know, I want you to remember that obedience is required to get you to heaven. For example, Philippians 2:12. So then, my beloved, even as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who worketh in you both to the will and to work for his good pleasure. For example, when we leave our neighborhood and go somewhere else, we should be faithful to the Lord. On Sunday, on Wednesday, we should try to find a place to worship God, not just when we're here. That shows your faithfulness. That shows you are trying to get to heaven. That shows people who you come in contact with that I have come from afar, but I want to worship God with you because we're brethren in the Lord. And that should give the audience, such as the guests we have here, the encouragement that these people sought us out to worship God. And then we, in turn, should teach that to our children and to other people. Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom you present yourself as a servant of obedience, his servant ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God that whereas you were servants of sin, ye became obedient from the heart to that which, from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin and death is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. John 15:9, even as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. I don't want anyone to ever forget God's word, and his words are full of commandments. Even when it does not say it is a commandment. Because Isaiah 55:8 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I want to leave you with some people that the Bible tell us about. And you know the story. In Numbers chapter 20. And I will paraphrase it because you know the story. But if you want to find it, it will be in verses 7, 8 on down through there. The people, they wanted water. So God spoke to Moses. He tells him to take this rod and to speak to the rock, and it was going to bring forth water. Well, in Numbers 29, Moses took the rod, and he almost did what God commanded. He got the assembly, and he chastised them, and he hit the rock. Everybody got water. In verse 12, God talked to Moses and Aaron. He says, because you didn't believe in me, you didn't sanctify me in the eyes of the children, ye shall not bring them over. And also he says that, Aaron, you're going to die here. In verse 24, Leviticus 10, 1 and 2, Nadab and Abihu, they used strange fire, and they were lit up like a Roman candle. Why? Because Leviticus 6:12 said, the fire upon the altar shall be kept burning thereof. It shall not go out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. And he shall lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and shall burn there on the fat of the peace offering. Fire shall be kept burning unto the altar continually. It shall not go out. 2 Samuel 6, the story of Uzzah and the ark. He got too close. He tried to do a good thing. He touched it. God killed him. God's a loving God. But he told him what to do. For example, when the ark was being made in Exodus 25, thou shalt put the staff into the ring on the sides of the ark, wherewith to bear the ark. The staff shall be in the ring of the ark. They shall not be taken away. 27:7 says, the staff thereof shall be put in the ring, and the staff shall be upon the two sides of the altar in bearing it. In 1 Chronicles 15:15, and the children of Israel, the children of the Levites, bear the ark of God upon their shoulders, with the staff thereon, as Moses commanded according to the word of Jehovah. So how was that ark supposed to be carried? On the shoulders, not on a cart. And the last scripture that I want to share is Matthew 7:21 in the reading. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? And by thy name cast out demons, and by thy name do many wonderful works, almighty works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye who work iniquity. When God tells us something, we need to listen. There was a commercial a long time ago. I think it was H-E, whatever. And when it says, when he speaks, and everybody that was around the people, they were listening. God is talking to us in his book. We need to listen. Because if you don't listen, you won't go to heaven. You're going to miss out because you think you know more than God. And as that song says, we have to trust and we have to obey. We're going to have an invitation. If you have any needs of this congregation, we ask that you make them known as we stand and sing.